Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on, I'm about to say January 5th. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is the reason why this is our season finale until September, because you need a break, okay?
I'm not going to lie. Ladies and gentlemen, it's July 5th. The hot rod is in the bathroom right now, sitting down on his throne, taking care of business and doing a podcast. Because why I'm telling you, because you need to know. If you hear any echoes or any flushing, yes, that's me. Well, other than that, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the bathroom in Sean's house. I am the one, only the king of king himself. I am the hot rod, and broadcasting from John's bathroom, a beautiful bathroom, I may add. But after I take care of it in a few minutes, the paint might be peeling soon. I give you the one, the only,
Sean Black in the building once again.
What?
Good Lord! I have to reiterate that for those that are listening, yes, this is going to be the last show that we do until before we go on our break for the summer. We'll be back in September. Hopefully, nothing crazy happens between now and then. You know, like somebody tries to blow the planet up, or you know, we see UFO and they take us to their humble leader, or Hot Rod, God forbid, go sober for the rest of the summer. You know, something like that.
Listen, speak for yourself.
Shoot. So if that's not the case, then we will see you after the summer. Good grief.
Of course. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the last time, for a while, the number is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. John, let's get right into it. Okay.
Okay.
Apparently, this is a very hot summer. You know, there's a lot going on. Well, on a personal question, if I may ask you, John Black, I know you're fully vaccinated. You got your poison, like millions of people out there right now. Mm-hmm. When you go outside and when you go to public places, do you still wear your mask?
Yes, I do. And it's interesting you brought that up because on Father's Day, my goddaughter actually took myself and her father out to a steakhouse, which I have not been and dined in a restaurant since the pandemic. And it was so weird to take the mask off around so many other people just to eat and converse and have a good time. But I guess you get used to it after a while. It's going to take me a while to fully embrace it, but you're still going to have to, you know, use common sense when you go out around people, et cetera. But, yeah, I'm fully vaccinated. I know you are also. And so was my goddaughter and so was her father. So we're all vaccinated. So we had a good time.
Yes. The reason why I asked that, because, you know, in many states, masks are not mandated. And, of course, I have, somewhat of an argument. Well, you know, let me just get right into it. Because not like my family is listening to the show anyway. You know, we got into it a little bit about masks because I'm planning to see my family this summer, you know, and make the sacrifice. And, you know, as you know, I'm the black sheep in my family. But I told them you need to wear masks because you are not vaccinated. And of course, they were a little bit upset about that. I'm like, you should be happy I'm telling you to wear masks because even though I'm vaccinated, you're not vaccinated. My kids are not vaccinated. It's a safe for everybody. But in addition to that, as you see, you know, in the streets, I'm black, you see people not wearing masks. At the same time, as we discussed on the show many times, the honor system doesn't work. And you look at someone like you, And, you know, sometimes you know when someone's not vaccinated or not, and it shouldn't matter. Basically, what I'm saying is, I'm not going to argue with you, or I don't care if you're not wearing a mask or not, or if you're not vaccinated or not. That's your decision. It's not mandated anymore. But the sneezing, the coughing, the sniffing, the germ spreading, that needs to stop. Cover your goddamn mouth, people.
Yeah.
It's like, it's funny because I know some people from work had never caught the virus yet, knock on wood, but since they started wearing the mask, they caught colds. They caught other sickness, you know. It's like, wow, a whole year you did not catch anything. Now you start wearing a mask, you catch the little things here and there, and show you once again, wearing a mask was a good prevention of catching any cold or viruses. But like you said, Sean Black, on the show many times, the flu season was almost bare minimum. Like, you didn't hear about the flu. All we heard was the pandemic. So the show, once again, the mask worked. So what's your thoughts about, you know, is it basically still safe to wear the mask out, not wearing a mask outside, even though you were scared yourself, or, you know what, this is something that will be going on for a very long time?
I believe that we're going to see still people that are actually, I wouldn't say afraid, but I think that they don't trust, as you just stated, the honor system. We as a society have always been, and this is something that we can vouch for by either knowing people or seeing people have done this, that in a lot of instances, take for instance, people that drive. The reason why a lot of people that drive are idiot drivers is because they believe that the 18 inches in front of and behind their car belongs to them. So they'll drive and they'll be like complete a-holes on the street. They'll cut in and out. They'll make illegal K-turns in front of people on a one-way street, sometimes doing silly things because they feel entitled. Same thing happens here in this example with people with the vaccine or not taking the vaccine, and then with masks and not wearing them. I can understand a lot of people because we don't know who has been vaccinated and who hasn't. Because I know initially last year when we used to see people walking around without masks, we were, because the vaccine wasn't around, we knew that they weren't vaccinated and they were just being against the mindset of I'm not wearing a mask, they take away my freedoms, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
We're now, what, almost 7 months into having a vaccine readily available to the United States. Literally almost close to 70%, I believe it's 67 or 68% of people in the United States have been fully vaccinated. And it's a little bit higher for those that have had at least one shot of the vaccine. So from that sense, it's good. We start to mitigate the spread and kind of contain it as much as we can. The problem is you don't know and I don't know who has it. And if you have children under the age of 12 cannot take the vaccine yet. They're doing trials. Officially right now, we know children under the age of 12 can't get the vaccine. And they can spread the virus, which we have all seen through the CDC and other research that have been shown. So if you're going to do that, and I can understand your trepidation from what you've explained to me, you want to make sure that you don't get anybody in the family sick, because that's the last thing you would want to have on your conscience. Oh, maybe I'm the one that got my family sick because of. The last thing you want is to do that out of something that you could have control to a degree, but other people that you don't know couldn't control themselves, and then it got worse.
Yeah. And this is mind-boggling how, you know, once again, we're still talking about that the pandemic, mass, vaccination. Like I said earlier, you don't want to get vaccinated or not. It's your choice. take better care of yourself. Don't be careless, yeah. Because I show you videos and pictures of friends over on social media who I know they are not vaccinated, they're against it, no problem, but they're still out in the public and parties and gatherings. Like it's nothing. I'm like, you're not worried to catch it now? You're not vaccinated?
Exactly.
You know, like, I think that's why, if that is my point of this conversation, if you don't want to get it, at least take care of yourself. That's
all. And here's where, you know, yeah, I'll add to what you're saying. For a lot of people that don't necessarily care about vaccines, I probably within the last 8 years or so, I never got the flu vaccine. My issue was that I was helping taking care of my now late grandmother. And the one thing that I did not want to have happen is me getting the flu and bringing it in and getting my grandmother sick. And that was the mindset that I always had. The flu vaccine necessarily wasn't for me. It was making sure that other people that I was around didn't get sick. And that's the same mentality that a lot of people should have toward getting the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're of that mindset that whatever you've done your own personal research and maybe because of other reasons that you can't take the vaccine, whether you're the ingredients, you can't take it, or you're too young for it, or certain health issues preclude you from getting it, okay, fine. That's understandable. Outside of those, think of other people either around you, other family members, et cetera. This isn't a luxury.
I need to live my life. It's my life. I need to live it. You know, I've been locked down for over a year or so. I got to live. I need to go out. I need to enjoy it. Because YOLO, you only live once, which is not true, but that's a saying.
Well, if you're a cat, you have 9 lives, but hey.
Yes. The truth is, you die once, you live every day. But whatever. Yeah. Okay. On to the real topic now, the Olympics. As always, there's drama in the Olympics. Of course, due to the pandemic, people on the Olympics are supposed to be canceled, but people are still down there. Of course, you know, the pandemic is still bad in Tokyo, but that's a whole different story. That's, like, not even news anymore. What's really news now is, you know me, Sean, I always forget the name, Richardson Shankari.
Sha'Carri Richardson.
Oh, Sha'Carri Richardson. Thank you. So, could have been on the tryouts. She was like one of the fastest women in the world right now. But what happened, Sean Black?
It's one of those things that we're going to really get into. But what happened is that Sha'Carri Richardson basically blew up on the worldwide stage at the Olympic trials as she won the 100-meter dash with a record time of 10.86 seconds, which is insanely fast. And she was going to go out, and that time qualified her for the Olympics. She was also going to try out for the 4x100-meter rally race in Tokyo. But then a problem arose as she had tested positive for marijuana in testing, which then led to a one-month ban from the Olympics, meaning it was retroactive to when she tested positive for marijuana, and meaning she will now not only forfeit any monies or any trophies or anything along those lines because of that, she's also now going to miss the 100-meter dash on an attempt to win that gold medal. Now, the reasoning she stated around this was that she, first of all, she smoked the marijuana in Oregon, where it is legal for recreational use. She stated the fact that because of her biological mother passing away, between that and the Olympic trials and all of the other things that had been going on, she had a lot of stress. She was dealing with a lot, the loss of a parent, and she needed a way to cope. And she used the marijuana to help get the edge off of whatever she was doing. And apparently, because of that, that was a violation of the World Anti-Doping Code, which got her the one-month ban, which literally places smoking marijuana almost in the same breath as cocaine or heroin or Molly or any of those drugs. I'll throw it to you and I'll ask you this question. Do you believe that she just broke the rules and she has to pay for it? Or do you believe that this is way too harsh based on the evolution of the rest of the world?
People hate me for this, which I love the most. But the answer to your question is yes and yes. Yes, she deserves to be punished because rules are rules. Whether you're a teenager, whether you're an adult, a senior citizen, rules are rules. But these type of rules need to be changed due to the evolution. Do you understand what I mean by that? Because recreational marijuana is nothing. It's legal. But you know what? Yes, she was going through her stages. But, you know, she was going through her thoughts. But at the same time, Sean Black, if that's the rules, you have to go by the rules, you know. Of course, social media went crazy because they had to, everything had to be about race. You know, it was a white person, they got away with it. Look at Michael Phelps, blah, blah, blah. And as you and I stated earlier today, people always seem to forget about the past. They quickly to make judgment now and forget about the past. Michael Phelps got in trouble for smoking weed in the past. He lost sponsorship. And I don't think they took his nose away, but he got in trouble, Michael Phelps, and other athletes. So the race, to me, had nothing to do with it. Do they need to change the rules? Yes. Because weed is really nothing. Did she smoke weed before she went on the track? No. It was still in her system. Now, I know you're going to disagree with me, so go right ahead.
Well, based on the letter of the law, if they're going to just base it just on that, as she stated herself, she said, don't hate me because I'm human. I will accept what I did as against the rules. I shouldn't have done it. Given that, as you just stated, as we both have stated, we know the majority of these rules are so draconian, and most of these laws that are in place, whether it's internationally or whether it is in the United States where we've talked about a lot of these rules, a lot of them usually tend to go towards minorities who are within this. And here's the reason why I say that. A lot of the policies that were involved in especially in the quote-unquote drug culture wars that we've seen, especially in the United States, I'm not even going worldwide yet, but just in the United States, we know the majority of them were aimed at Hispanic Americans, African Americans, especially in the early 20th century. And we all know, because we've talked about it on the show in the past, about how the drug war started, quote-unquote, in the United States to be able to incarcerate more minorities and get them off the streets, so to speak. And in Olympic competition, there was always this fear by the governing body, usually, that because of the unfair advantage of a lot of people of color, there were always either stereotypes of them being, quote-unquote, bred faster, or, you know, they are especially Kenyans and Africans and all of these other people coming from other countries competing athletically, that they're almost, quote-unquote, bred to be better athletes, and they're at a complete disadvantage worldwide. So a lot of these end up getting enforced in ways that seem to kind of steer you away from what you would think would be a fair time or a fair way to get these legislated. So you look at that. Now, as
so
I said before,
are you trying to say this was a setup?
I'm not going to say I won't say it's a setup, but what I will say is that a lot of these penalties, a lot of things that you see, are usually unfairly doled out against minorities when they get caught. As you said before, you brought up Michael Phelps, and what he talked about is he got in trouble. As you said, he got in trouble with taking, I think it was marijuana himself, but he also said that it was mental health issues. He didn't lose any of his medals. And as a matter of fact, not only did he lost sponsors, but he then gained a lot of sponsors, and he became a spokesperson for mental health. And you see him in commercials all the time. You see him talking about things that will help out with mental health, and that's one of the things that happened. If you can make money by shedding light on a situation that would help, then yes. Shikari Richardson is 21 years old. As she said herself, she's got plenty more games to be able to try and compete for, since we know last year was supposed to be when the Olympics was, but it was postponed because of the pandemic. If we see these kinds of draconian drug policies that are supposed to stop people from gaining advantages, and that's supposed to put everybody on an even playing field, then you might see some change. But if you know going in what could possibly happen, I'm going to say that just based on the letter of the law, she has to get suspended just for that. Is it fair from that sense? No.
But I'm okay with the suspension. I'm okay with that. It was only not like she got kicked out of the lead. She got suspended for 30 days. For most companies, most job policies, when they catch you for drug, and, you know, when you fail the drug test, you get suspended, right?
Yeah.
And she's still eligible for other trials in the Olympics.
She's only going to be able to, when the suspension or the ban ends, she'll be able to run in one race, and that is the 4x100-meter relay. And what she had now is that what she ran for at the trials, her record that she put up at the 10.86 second in the 100-meter dash, that's been disqualified. It's gone. Anything that she won because of that is gone. So,
well, you know what? This should be a lesson learned and move on. She's good. She will get better. There's always a comeback. And, you know, America love a comeback story. You know, we're not mad at her. We're not upset with her. It's unfortunate this has happened. It's just the attack that I'm having with on social media. That, you know what, people are saying these things without knowing the history at all. You know, to you, it's a little bit about race, which I understand, but not completely about race. Was it a setup? I don't think so, but hey, you never know. Yeah. Sure, there have been other people, quote unquote, passed the test, if you know what I mean, on other things. She was not the lucky one. She just got caught, you know. But I'm sure there'd be many athletes who took steroids, who cheated their way out of it, you know.
Well, I'm going to give you another incident that kind of makes this, or put this in a little bit of a framework of where I'm coming from. There are different rules athletically across the board in certain sports. We know that you have to have a certain base level of testosterone level. You have to have a certain baseline, et cetera, for international competition. If that base level was absolutely across the board everywhere, that would make sense, and that would have no problem. The issue is, and this is where a lot of this seems to be the sticking point, is that a lot of the penalties that are levied towards certain competitors from local competitions, national competitions, and then international competitions are not levied out the exact same way. And when that isn't the case, that's when you have an issue. I'll give you a perfect example. Testosterone levels in certain track and field competitions are at a particular base level. The Olympics are even higher for probably obvious reasons. There are some people that are around that would say that it should be much more of a uniform thing. If you can scientifically prove that certain people have higher testosterone levels than others, and they are more apt to have that when they test, then you have to take that into consideration, or else you're going to have an uneven playing field because certain people from certain countries won't be able to compete because of that. That's what the problem is going to be.
Well, I just wish her the best. Like I said, I wish her the best. You know, this is just one of those crazy situations that is unfortunate for her. Well, you know what? I know Brother P would say smoke weed, make love, and move on.
I think we've had enough of that for this story, right?
You know what? And that's what she needs to do. She needs to smoke weed, smoke her weed, make love, and move on in life, you know. But
do you notice how the mindset towards marijuana use has changed completely over time because of research?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. It's because of research, we are seeing now more and more times that actually, that first of all, we've seen that marijuana in testing, especially for recreational use, is not a quote-unquote gateway drug. That has been looked at in different studies. And the last time I checked, marijuana is not a performance-enhancing drug that I can see. If anything, it should probably mellow you out to the point where you might want to go to sleep.
I wouldn't know about using marijuana.
I wouldn't know personally, but I see from all of the athletes that have taken it, now we're seeing in like the NBA and other sports where they're trying to become a little more lax with this, because especially in the United States, there are more states that have now toned down how egregious a lot of these laws are for marijuana use. And if you remember, the Rockefeller laws in New York were such that there were people that had gotten a small amount of marijuana, I think maybe like an ounce of marijuana, they're in jail for 10 years. Whereas people have murdered, I've seen people on trial murder someone and get less time than a first offense of marijuana.
Well, talk about marijuana. You know, he's the king of marijuana. He's smoking every half an hour, and he have a nerve to text me about what time.
I wish. Wait, when it's time for me to retire, trust me, I'm going back. I'm going back. Greetings and salutations, everybody.
Greetings.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo. Yo. When it comes down to weed, listen. The only reason why they lax on it now is because they're making money off of it, and they're seeing how much they've been. They can legally. They make the government. Everybody making. They making money off of it. So of course they got to fall back a little bit because now they. Even though of course the government. The people who run the country has always been hypocritical when it comes down, you know, to the usage of what they call drugs, gateway drugs or hard drugs or whatever. They're hypocrites because, you know what I'm saying, just like you may have a small percentage of cocaine or whatever in certain medications, you know what I'm saying? Marijuana has always been some medicinal, you know, thing. But listen, it's not that serious. I ain't seen nobody. The only fight that I ever seen somebody get into over marijuana is over the munchies. Otherwise, you got cocaine and crack out there, and people doing all types of crazy shit, cocaine and crack. They ain't doing that crazy shit for marijuana. But like I said, they can make money off of it now.
Of course, and before I go to Big Red, it's funny how alcohol and cigarettes do more damage than weed.
Oh, yeah.
But weed was... You know, in which everybody knows I love to drink. but it caused more damage than weed, but weed is the problem. Yes. And talk about weed.
Think about this. The same alcohol that they will probably be selling in the stands at the Olympics is perfectly fine to drink.
Yep.
But that small amount of marijuana that she tested for probably a couple of days or weeks ago is going to keep her banned for a month. Think about
it. Like
they're
I said,
thinking
not,
of
well,
it
come on,
the
Sean,
same.
Brad. You know what that's about.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know.
Well, Big Red. Big
yes.
Red, you sound
hello,
high
everybody.
Right now. You sound
yeah,
right now.
I kind of am because, you know, well, you know, I like to dabble in this stuff myself. So, I mean, they should have been, and, you know, like I said, we know what that's about. It was BS from the beginning. They was ridiculing that girl from the very beginning because of her hair and nails and all. Did we all forget about FloJo? Like, that's nothing new. What is she supposed, like, I don't care, like, what is she supposed to be? She's a woman. I don't care how long her, that's her business. As long as she's doing what she has to do, but guess what? You know what it was? They didn't want that smoke from that girl. If she did that shit in 10.8, 6, whatever it is, she probably would have did it in 5. They didn't want that smoke. They didn't want that smoke
you
from
know
that
what?
Girl.
Wow, see, you hear that, Sean Black? Someone who's actually faster than you, you know what I mean? But you're fast in bed that way. But besides that,
this is the reason why this is our season finale, because Hot Rod needs to go to bed right now.
but besides that, Big Red, so you say it was an attack on a black woman because she's black. So if it was a white person that ran that fast and, you know, tested positive for weed, they will brush it underneath the carpet, or they will not say anything at all?
Damn right.
They would have brushed that under the carpet. They wouldn't have made no big deal. About it. It had been something totally different, and they know it. They didn't want
that one better
from that girl.
You would have never heard it. You would have never heard about it. Because ain't no Caucasian running that fast. So you would have never heard about it. They would have
first,
to,
yeah,
would
that
have
first
to keep,
thing.
Yeah, if they would have had a Caucasian running that fast, they would have kept everything. They could have been an axe murderer, had people in their basement. They would have kept that under wraps. Because that's history right there. That's straight up a death.
But I like Sean's point. It's funny how people have done bigger crimes, had gone away with it, had not spent time in jail. But you smoke weed, and you spent 10 years in jail. It's like, it's mind-boggling. Where is our priority in this, you know?
No, it's not, because weed is our thing. Like, we're not big on other drugs, but weed has always been, seemed like it's been like
right.
Yeah,
and you also have to think about where the laws, what the laws were on the books for. It was to incentivize getting African Americans and Hispanics off the streets as a measure to quote unquote control the drug problem. The only reason why you started to hear more and more about this is when you started hearing a lot of Caucasian men and kids getting caught up in this same drug trade, people being killed, drug dealers, murdering people, family members, et cetera. When you start hearing about epidemics, usually the epidemic happens when it starts to affect white families and white communities.
Yep.
That is when you usually would hear a lot of the noise being made. So when you start to see drug laws happening and enforcement of certain things, when we've heard of so many different instances. We're not talking about being busted for taking steroids, because if you're taking steroids, you're literally taking advantage of the rules. That's a completely different thing. The last time I checked, from all of the research that I've seen and from what I've heard of other athletes, weed is not a performance-enhancing drug. Most of the people that are taking weed that are athletes are doing it because of pain management, because of stress. Those are the reasons why. It has nothing to do with, I'm going to smoke this weed and I'm going to run a 4.240. That's not what is being done.
But you know what, Sean Black? You know, wait, real quick, how they look at us, you know, physiology-wise? Like, they may think, like, yo, nah, like, this may make things better. So we can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things, there's certain things that they test, and they don't tell us everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you're like, who knows? Maybe they feel like, yeah, keep her stressed. They don't want her to take anything to lose that stress. I mean, listen, with Michael Phelps, they looked at it differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is, man. I'm at a point where, you know,
okay. Now, we got to talk about her man. I don't know how he pulled this off, but we got to talk about the pudding. About the pudding or about the chocolate pudding.
Lord.
Oh, like to catch the
Lord.
All right, you know what? Ladies first, Big Red. Were you shocked by Bill Cosby getting released? And do you think it was fair? Or, you know what? He beat the system type of thing.
Because, you know,
you have a lot of people happy, a lot of people upset about the Bill Cosby thing.
You know, I mean, I understand why they're upset. Like I said, I wasn't shocked because, you know what, he shouldn't have been in. I don't feel that he should have been in the first place because, once again, these women knew what they were doing. This was not a thing of, like, these women weren't underage, if I'm correct. These women weren't, they weren't underage, right?
No, none of the people that were accusing Cosby.
Right. So they weren't underage, so it's like you knew what you were doing. Whatever he was giving, whatever you claiming that he was giving, you knew what you were doing. But, like, once again, we know what this is about, bringing down someone that has some type of power. We know what that is. And why would you wait until this man is this old to try to bring him down just because of who he is or what he was trying to do? Now, once again, R. Kelly, that's a different story. He was dealing with underage women. Now, that's different.
Oh, he could rot in jail for all I care. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. That's a different story. That's totally different.
Well, Red, if I may, with Bill Cosby, it wasn't a thing of, like, well, he was supposed to do a Netflix show. And, you know, when Bill Cosby do something, him making his return back to TV, you know, that's the epic thing. And not only that, but, you know, it's always a bunch of black and brown people in the TV shows. Because he's always been supportive of that. If you look at his past shows, it's always been black and brown people. Sprinkles of Caucasians for black and brown people. So he was doing a Netflix show, and he had another show that was slated to be released within those 2 weeks, of course, before all these accusations came. This is the same man who wanted to buy NBC, was trying to make all these moves. I mean, listen. You call it what you
want
to call it,
but, you know.
Exactly.
Well, but Brother D, rape is still rape, right?
Who said it was rape?
It's still wrong for what?
Who said, listen, my thing is this. I have a daughter. And I believe I said this on the show, your show, a while ago. I don't like when people come out and lie. It desensitizes it for the next person. Because God forbid something happens to my daughter, they're going to look at her like, well, how do we really know? Just because of what some people are doing now. It's sad, but there are women out there lying and not telling the truth. Now, this Andrea Constance person, I mean, come on now. She got paid. But the feminist groups wasn't talking about that. Her lawyer wasn't talking about that. She got paid. She got paid years ago. And now all of a sudden, she came back, coming at him again? And they still didn't make it stick. They had to break the law in order to make it stick.
Of course, but what about the case that he told that he did do what he did? And it was not
the
case.
Wait, did he say he raped? But did he say that he raped those women? See, what's the definition of rape?
What he admitted to, the whole problem with this, but first of all, the reason why we even got here is because in the criminal case, they pulled information from the deposition that he did with Andrea Constant about the, in the civil case, where he literally admitted that he had used Quaaludes to drug her, which then knocked her out. He admitted to that on the deposition. But what was supposed to happen was the agreement that was written was that as he, everything that was in that deposition was not supposed to be used against him. And when the criminal trial came up, that's exactly what happened. Not only that, because I talked to a friend of mine who is an actual lawyer, and let me know that usually when that happens, if you go against that, the prosecution used five witnesses that were where the statute of limitations on the allegations had already expired, and used that in the case along with the constant allegations that were in the deposition. That is the reason why this should not have gone as far as it did. And
but Sean,
the judge, from what it looked like,
Sean, did he say he raped them or he touched them at all?
What he said was
he put the drugs
drugged
in there, right?
Andrea Constant with the Quaaludes in an effort to have sex with her. Those were his words in the deposition.
His words.
The problem is, if he was to say in the deposition that that's what he did, let's say he did and he said he raped her, it was in the agreement that that could not be used against him, because that was in writing that it would not be used against him if there was another trial. If you remember, the first trial that he had, he got off.
Mm-hmm.
The second trial, they used some of the information from the first trial against him. That's why he got put in jail. If that information was not used, Cosby would have skated. Now, do I believe
Sean Black?
Yes.
Sean Black, let me ask you a quick question. But did she know that he put something in the drink? Did she claim she didn't know?
I don't think she did.
And, and you know what's the interesting thing about that is? That's a gray area. Because because when you got a lot of pressure on you and somebody want to hang somebody, it's real easy to take change your yes to a no. Especially when it's $3.5 million on the line.
And one of the things that we also know that is back in the '60s and the '70s, Quaaludes was part of the culture. I'm not excusing
it or making excuses
for it.
Just like
there were a lot of celebrities that went to a lot of like private parties and went to like the Playboy Mansion and had little swinger parties. Yes.
But Sean Black, it's just like taking Molly. It's like taking E. Weed right now. You know, that's what we do to relax our time. Yes, big
man. Here's where the issue, and this is where the issue is content. I'm gonna go through that one part right there. If somebody is on, let's say they go into knowing that they're gonna take Quaaludes, they're gonna take something with Bill Cosby or whatever celebrity it is, but they get knocked out. They did not have content to say, if I'm knocked out, let's continue. I don't know if that was discussed. If that was not discussed prior, then you got a big problem, because the person who's unconscious can't consent. We won't really fully know about all of that because the statute of limitations is going with a lot of the allegations. And that's the hard part to prove.
So how does she know that that he did what he did?
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying.
A lot of them, I believe a lot of the ones that have claimed that they were raped said they had clothes undone. Some of them felt weird when they woke up. I believe one of the allegations that was made was that Cosby had, like, he was dressing himself up, or he was naked or something along those lines.
True.
There have been different stories, but a lot of them have sounded consistent.
We're not saying that, you know, we're defending Cosby overall. I'm sure something happened. But the thing is, he got money. He got away with it. If it was any of us, we'd be in jail right now. No questions asked.
He got more than money, Hot Rod. He got more than money. He has influence.
about that?
He's a black man.
No, let's really call it what it is. The fact that he, at the money that he has, was able to get him some of the best lawyers that money can buy. And I will guarantee you, if any one of us were in the same situation as Mr. Cosby was, and we didn't have anywhere near the legal representation that he was able to pay for to help get him out of jail, we'd all be still in jail right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. He was able to get the best lawyers that money could buy, and they were able to do it. Now, he was in jail for what, almost 3 years. So in the sense that he served jail time for the victims and the ones that are alleging that they were victimized, I don't know if they're taking that with a grain of salt, whatever is the case. But based on that, the mindset is for the alleged victims, they're looking at it as, oh, this is wrong, this is messed up. For those that, as you said, Hot Rod, and we talked about this off air, the ones that are that looked at it as like, Cosby beat the system. I told you, he was black, he was railroaded, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This whole situation stinks because the real losers in this situation are any woman who has ever been raped or assaulted will now have no reason to trust going to the police, going to anyone else, and actually saying, I had been assaulted against, I've been raped, I've been assaulted, I've been stalked.
But have women always, but has that always been the case with women anyway? I don't think it even has that anything to do with this going on. That's always been the case where women were scared to go to the police because of being raped, because you were already ridiculed. Oh, well, what were you wearing? This, that, and other. They get on trial, they do that stuff to them, or the police don't believe them. So that's been happening for years anyway, before this even started.
That's true.
You know,
it's one step forward and three step backwards.
Remember last year, guys, we talked about our great New York governor and his accusers of, like, what, eight women of sexual assaults or something like that. And of course, some people believe him, some people don't believe him. That will be always be the case. But once again,
remember the allegations
no
that
evidence.
Happened against Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor in New York City that ran for president in the last election. He had allegations against him, and then when all of that stuff happened, he pulled out of the election. So
you know what the sad part is about this? The sad part, real quick, is that all it takes is that allegation to destroy you.
Yes.
Like you can shoot somebody. You can shoot somebody. You can piss on a kid or whatever. But as soon as that allegation of rape, it's a wrap for you. You're done for life.
That's true. It's a perfect example. Before we move on, we have a person that was running for mayor of New York City called Scott Springer. He was, you know, like, you know, let's say the top five. Then allegation came up, and he said it was consensual. Relationship that happened, what, 25 years ago? Boom. Because of that alone, he got to the bottom of the race. No court case, no nothing, but just newsworthy. And they used that against him, and boom. He got knocked down from third place to, like, last place overall.
Well, I knew that was going to happen because I actually heard about those allegations like a year or so ago. They just came back up to when he ran for mayor.
Of course, because
that's,
you know why? He was getting hot. The time is perfect. Like I told you, Sean Black, he was getting hot. He was getting up to the race, so they brought it up. It's funny how, just like Richardson, the fastest runner, the minute you're hot or you're doing good, someone had to put some dirt up about you, which I have plenty about Big Red, but I will tell that on another day. But besides that, all Trump brings.
Oh boy, you're going into the summer with a big one, aren't you?
Oh yes.
God.
They were trying to find some negative to bring you down. And my last topic, I will bring this to Brother B. Brother B, you know those relationship gurus that we hear online all the time that talk about their nonsense? And I forgot this guy's name because I don't care about.
Kevin Samuels.
This is like a...
So my Kevin
Sanders.
Yeah.
Yes, him. Overall, well, he always contradicted himself. But overall, Big Red, sit back and enjoy this conversation for a little bit. Sean Black and Brother B. Start with Brother B first. He said that as a provider, men should pay for everything. And I know in our time, we the way we were raised, men normally pay for everything until, you know, now time changed, of course. Now, do you believe, as a true provider in the relationship or family, per se, either way you want to look at it, do men should pay for everything? Brother B.
When you say everything, what do you mean everything?
The bills, when you're going out, pay for the you know, the tab, everything.
See, that's the thing. Years ago, all he's doing is ripping something out of the page of time. You know what I'm saying? That's what used to go on years ago. The man went out and worked and did everything. The woman took care of the house. And that was that. It was a structure. It was a unit.
Can't say that.
How can I not say it? But that's what it used to be. How can I not say it? If that's history.
Yeah.
In the Brady Bunch, where did the wife work? Did she have a job? I don't remember having a job in the Brady Bunch. You know what I'm saying? So Mike was an architect.
But then again, they were rich enough to have a maid. So in those times, the wife didn't really need to do anything.
But see, that's the whole thing. Even whether it was money or not, the stereotype running has always been the man goes out and brings home the bacon, and the wife fries it up in the pan. She takes care of the house. She takes care of the kids. Listen, put it like this: the man comes home to a structure. A woman makes that house a home. And that's why he goes out and does what he do. Because 9 times out of 10, when you're a bachelor, shit, you, there's a lot of things you just don't give a damn about. You know, but women always have the upper hand because a lot of them are organized like that. They run the show like that. They have that. Wait a minute. I don't think I'm saying anything wrong. They're nurturers.
Go ahead.
They're nurturers, simple and plain. So I don't see, to a degree, I don't see anything wrong with it. If a woman want to go 60-40, whatever. But as a man, you're supposed to take care of your woman. You do what you're supposed to do to take care of your woman. And if it's paying for this or if it's paying for that, that's just that. Because it's like you're basically providing services for each other to build something. It's not a one-sided deal.
Of course. Sean Black, you was married one time until you met me and you left your wife for me.
He literally going out into the summer on a big bang right now.
Oh, yes. I know we talk about paying for dates and everything all the time. Do you still see it as a provider if you're in a relationship or dating at least?
Of course, but that also changes depending on who you meet. Because there are women that actually aren't comfortable with the man paying for everything. There are women now, especially within the last 15 or 20 years, where we've seen an evolution of what is considered fair game in a relationship. Now, you and I, most of us were raised where it's, as a male, you have to go in. You feel weird if you're not paying for the date or you're not paying for the trip or you're not paying for whatever it is in the relationship. At the same time, we also know that women want to have that opportunity to do the same thing because it's not, quote-unquote, always a man's job to pay for everything. There are women that are out there that say, oh, I got this. And pull out the checkbook, pull out the credit card, and pay for the dinner. Don't worry about it. And there's now also a feeling that a woman can do that, and a man will not feel emasculated when the woman does pay for the dinner or pays for the trip or whatever is the case. So there is a grand evolution of that mindset to get out of the draconian thought process behind it. And I think it depends on what the males and the females are comfortable in doing. You're comfortable in saying, look, I'm the man. I was raised this way. Let me do what I do. I want to provide for you. And the woman is comfortable with it? No problem. If it's the other way around and the woman wants to do it and the male has no problem, hey, if you want to go half and half, you can do that as well.
And to Big Red, I remember before I got married, had kids, and became miserable for the rest of my life right now while I was on a dating scene.
Stop it.
When I was on a dating scene, you know, I was having a hard time. This is a true personal story. I like to say dating, but, you know, like not like getting a serious relationship. And, you know, I pay for everything. And one of my lady friends told me, have you gotten laid from these ladies? No, not really, you know, overall. Mm-hmm. Like, my track record was getting dry, like Sean Black. Well, besides that, my lady friend told me, because you know why? You're paying for everything. They don't need to try hard to have you pay for anything. You're being too good to them right now. Time changed. I know you grew up paying for the dates, paying for the movies, paying for this. Maybe you have to switch it up a little bit, have them pay for something. Like, you pay for dinner, they pay for the movies or stuff like that. Do you believe men should be the provider and pay for everything?
I think, like, maybe a first date he should. Maybe first or second date he should. I think he should pay for everything, especially if you're initiating the date. If you're initiating the date, yeah, you should pay for everything. You don't want to take me out on that. You're trying to so-called impress me, or you want to show me that, you know, listen, I can take you somewhere that you like to go, wherever, wherever. Now, I'll say after maybe that if we've gotten a good rapport with each other and we spend a lot of time with each other, and the next time around I might be like, okay, well, you know what, I'll pay for something, or I may pay for half of something, or whatever, if he allows me to do that. But some men, you know, some men will be like, nah, I got it. I don't know where they're at. I don't know where those men at anymore. That's probably these dudes back in the 90s and maybe early 2000s. These dudes now, I don't even remember the last time. Nobody dates anymore. So it's like, I can't
even. You know
even,
what?
Yes,
I got to say that Sean Black said something that was so real, and so did Red. So this gives rise to the fuck boy and fuck girls. So when you have women that want to step in and say, hey, don't worry about it, I got it, then next thing you know, you got guys out there that start getting into this, like, oh, well, wait a minute. Oh, y'all want to step up to the plate? Then fine. I ain't got to pay for nothing. You take care of it. And then you got chicks out there who always want it, and they want to be serial daters, so they constantly dating dudes just to get a meal or just to get a good time out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've been.
It's not a real courting process anymore. It's not real dating. That's not dating. That's just people using each
other.
That's
using somebody.
That's
taking somebody for granted.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know
that's
what?
All it is. It's just using.
We have 2 minutes left. And I told Sean this the other day. I know a lot of people would disagree with this concept, but I'm happy with our era, the way we dated, the way we had music. Life was more simple, was very simple back then compared to now. Like, now we have technology and everything, but I believe technology is ruining our lives to the fullest. Yes, it helps us out with Zoom calls, work and everything, but like I said before, music back then, oh my gosh, it was, whether it's pop, rock, rap, R&B, it was meaning to it. Now it's like, I listen to one radio rap station, I'm like, what the heck is this? And I'm only 4 or 5 years old, and I sound like I'm 60, saying like, I need the oldies music back.
I don't listen to the radio at all. I don't listen to none of that mess.
Nope.
But it's like Big Red said, there's no dating anymore. And I think I was in that predicament years ago before I settled down. Like, I wasn't dating. I was just like, okay, how you doing? What's your name? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. I paid for the meal and left. That's it. People don't get to know each other. And like Brother B said all the time, because, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, on to the next. I cash you on social
wham,
media.
Wham, bam, thank you.
Okay, we got 40 seconds left. There's a show tomorrow night, Brother B?
Nah, laying low tomorrow night.
Nah. Oh, well, in that
still
case, Brother B,
still getting
Big
over
Red,
all of the 4th of July stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, guys,
This daggone right, fireworks.
So
oh, my God.
Thank you so much, man. Have a safe summer.
Wait, you done for the summer?
Yeah.
This is our season finale, my friend.
That's it.
Oh. Gotcha.
See you in September.
All right, guys.
All right, you in September. And of course, the pleasure was all you. I think you need to be in September to get away from that bad singing. Good grief. Oh, my God. Hater.
Good night, guys.
Have a great summer, guys. You guys be safe. Later. All right. Later.